Joining us now at the Football Writers Association website is Steve Stammers of the Sunday Mirror. Steve, looking ahead to Arsenal's Champions League encounter in Bayern Munich, is it mission impossible for the Gunners?
To get through, I would say yes. They're quite capable of winning now. They've got the players to do that, and if you remember, Schalke earlier in the competition won at the Emirates, and Arsenal were two goals up at one stage in Gelsenkirchen. So, you know, they're capable of getting good away results. But I think to overturn a 3-1, to have to win a game, either 3-1 to go to penalties or 3-0, I think that's beyond them. But winning is not beyond them.
Because there was a stage in that game, wasn't it, where Arsenal could have actually got back to 2-2 and that would have been a completely different scenario.
Well, yeah, but there's you're right, but European football's full of ifs and buts, and the simple fact is that Bayern Munich that night were ruthless, and there's a reason they're leading the Bundesliga by so many points and one of the favourites for the Champions League. But Arsenal certainly got it in them to get an honourable result, let's put it that way. And if they're going to go out in a blaze of glory.
Why does it seem to continually go wrong at the back for Arsenal?
Very interesting point. There seems to be a lack of command and a lack of stability, if you want to call it that. And by stability, I don't mean changing personnel. I mean like a stability of tacticals. Like some games seem to be zonal marking, some seem to be man for man, and in other games it seems to be a mixture of the two. Whereas in the past, certainly the back five or back six, if you include all the players who were defenders, Arsene Wenger inherited a team that had been drilled for like 6 or 7 years together, including the goalkeeper. And I think Szczesny suffered as much as anyone, because Szczesny is a very good goalkeeper. But if a goalkeeper hasn't got faith in his central defenders, or is a bit reluctant to know exactly what they're going to do, he becomes hesitant, and any hesitancy from a goalkeeper is absolutely fatal in football in terms. He'll make mistakes, make decisions which he wouldn't normally make.
And finally, Steve, do you see this could possibly be the season where Arsenal fail to qualify again for the Champions League?
Well, that's what people are saying, but and Tottenham have done really well. I've seen their last two matches against Arsenal and against Inter Milan. But they have got some tough fixtures coming up. Arsenal have got easier fixtures coming up, and I believe Arsenal's most difficult game to come is the home game with Manchester United, by which time Manchester United could very well have the league signed and sealed, so that little edge will be taken off that game. So I wouldn't rule Arsenal out of fourth place because of the matches that Chelsea play Tottenham. So if that's a draw, Arsenal can capitalise that day and make up some ground. Well, it's not over by a long chalk, and it's still possible for Arsenal to qualify.
Steve, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.